Can you believe this is number 74 of Ron's Update? I can't. Time flies when you're having fun. So, here it is. Well, it looks like it's time for another Ron's Update. Haven't done one in a while. And don't know when I'm going to do one again. I've gone through a couple of weeks, two or three weeks actually, of just frustration when it comes to running. I haven't been able to run on a consistent basis for probably about 3 weeks. I originally had the brilliant idea that what I would do is do my bike trainer during the week and do my long run and interval training on the weekends, and I thought that was going to be a good plan, but it seems like every weekend when I go to run, I end up hurting my foot all over again, and then during the week, I limp around all week long. Last week was the worst week as far as doing my training because I got in one of these, I don't know, some people call it a funk. Some people call it a depression. I don't know what it is. I just didn't feel like even riding my bike trainer. I mean, I was just so frustrated. I just didn't feel like doing anything. I mean, I didn't, basically. I didn't do a single bit of exercise except do some push-ups in that 100 push-up program a couple of times last week, but other than that, it was zero. Once you get in that mode, then you start getting frustrated because you feel like you're losing your fitness and not getting anything accomplished. And I've got this race scheduled in February that I want to run, and it, you know, it just frustrates you because you're looking at the calendar and it keeps getting closer and closer, and you basically come off your training schedule and you're not making any headway. You're just going downhill, you know. So after my run last Sunday with Laura, which was only 5 3/10 miles, I decided to reevaluate my whole theory here on my training, and I just decided that the best thing to do is just let go with my goal of running the race, okay? I'm still going to go to Jacksonville and still, you know, be down there, but I'm just not going to run the race. I'm going to just take a vacation. That releases me from the pressure of having to do my training schedule, you know, and be on my schedule. So that way it can give me a chance to just concentrate on getting my foot straightened out. Then I can just do my bike trainer to try to keep my fitness up. Do my push-ups, do all that stuff, and try to be happy. Having the pressure of your training plan on top of you and knowing that you're not getting it done really frustrates you. And that's not worth it, you know. You're supposed to be enjoying this. So the only thing I can do is try to enjoy my bike. And when the weather's crappy, I can ride my bike trainer. And if it peaks up outside where the sun's out and it's a warm day, then I can hop on my bike and go out for a ride in the countryside. So that's my new strategy, is just let go of my training program, even though I hate to do it because I'm not, you know, I haven't ever done that before. I've tried to just go ahead and train through injuries and suffer it out, and that's basically what I did at the Atlanta 13.1. I had hurt my foot prior to that, and I just decided I was just going to do the race anyway. Well, I did the race, and I completed it, and I came in third in my age group, but my time was lousy because I ran, like, let's see, probably 11 minutes slower than the previous year and finished higher in the results, which means there weren't the same amount of people running the race this last time. And, you know, I like winning, you know, winning a medal in my age group, but when you don't have the competition, what's that medal worth? I guess it's still worth something, but, you know, I mean, I knew I wasn't in as good, well, I wasn't as good as in, let's see, I was in as good of condition as I had been, but I couldn't perform up to my conditioning because of my foot hurting. It slowed me down, which made me lose time. So this whole thing's frustrating, you know? So I'm just going to have to get over it, do my thing, go to the doctor, get my foot looked at, do whatever I got to do, get it straightened out. And then after the first of the year, when I get things healed up or, you know, whatever, start back slowly, run some short runs, make sure my foot's going to handle it and build up. And I attribute all of this happening to me because of the night that I went out and ran 2 miles on the pavement and my five fingers when I shouldn't have. Because I was doing just fine running on the grass, you know, for about a mile on the grass and stuff like that. And my feet were fine. But then I got this brilliant idea after I got the five finger bakulas. Well, they're designed for running on the pavement. So I'll go out and give them a test. And I go out and run 2 miles and I come back and my foot's hurting. And it only got worse from there. So that's what I attribute this thing starting from. So now I've got to go through all this to get over it. That's my depressing story for the day. And I'll try to keep you updated on how things are going in the future and how if my foot's getting better and if I'm going to be able to run and all that. And whether I keep up my training on my bike trainer or not. Hopefully I will. So see you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.